And so what I'll say in that is, like, if, for the fundamental part, if you're new to kind of title examination, to getting into it, then congratulations that you've got a job and want to do that, because there's not a whole lot of hiring that's going on right now. Things have just changed. Things have slowed down. I'm sure I'm not the first one to say that. But if that's you, then great. I'm happy to spend some time on this. But I really want to spend some time on the people that are here, I'm assuming, are here for the long haul and not just getting into oil and gas, and specifically title examination. So I want to maybe spend some time, more time than I did 2 years ago on that topic. So basically just kind of setting the table for the next go around. We've got, be it rig count or price environment, whatever you want to talk about, it's definitely slowed down. There's not as much going on. So take a breather, and let's kind of figure out some stuff that what worked, what didn't work, and how we can kind of best serve our clients and your clients from a on the title side. And so that's what the last part of the presentation we'll kind of talk about. As just kind of a way to get some nitty-gritty stuff out of the way, we've got a piece of dirt. We've got to get figured out who owns it, right? You've got real property from a examination standpoint. You know, we're looking at real property records for that tract of land, figure out who owns it. But in a perfect world, you're looking at full title for everything, but in reality, that's not going to happen for cost saving and time. Just the amount of time we've got to get this done. So we've got different groups that are looking at different parts of that bundle of sticks, if you will, and their needs and the needs of a purchaser of production are different than just a mineral buyer.